morning, Pete.
How you doing this morning?
Mikey.
Today's gonna be a better day at work.
It is for you. I know you're out there beating the bushes, and it's hard to make a dollar right doing what you're doing.
Mondays are so bad. It sucks. I know. Oh, man. I don't know. Maybe we just want to not go to work every Monday and just start skipping it.
Work on Friday and take Monday off. At least on Friday it's payday. They got money.
How's your week going so far?
We're so good I can't complain. I got done before 5 o'clock yesterday.
Got done early because I jumped on about around the same time, 5:20. And nobody was on until Ken jumped on right around 5:30. But, yeah, I can't believe it's only Tuesday. I'm already ready for a break. Did y'all get any bad storms your way? I thought we were going to get some, but it just kind of passed, more towards Cherokee County.
Real heavy rain a couple of times, but as far as any storms or anything, we didn't have any.
And I was, getting a little worried about all these thunderstorms we having. Just that one. I got lightning arresters on my equipment, but that don't mean a whole lot.
It is. I got my radio on a surge protector, but when it starts thundering, I disconnect the coax and throw it out the house.
Not a bad idea, because if it's going to run it, it's going to come out the end of it, too.
An old farmhouse that wasn't grounded, and I've seen lightning come through the sockets and dance across the floor.
Golly, I couldn't imagine what kind of damage that'd do to whoever was there.
Pretty to see, but I'll be honest with you, it scared the devil out of you.
Yeah, I mean, when I put up all my antennas, I bought some of those MFJ arresters. I hope I never test them out, in all honesty. Stories like, I've heard some people online, they're like, no, I leave it hooked to my equipment. Because they figure if it's going to run, they at least want to hit the equipment instead of run through the coax and then jump to something else.
We bought a guy, he knows that had his radio grounded to a piece of copper out in the ground. Lightning hit that piece of copper and went right straight in and fried his radio.
And through the ground. Holy moly.
Does it help if I grounded my radio, but mine's not grounded?
Mine's not really either. And when you get into grounding, man, it's a complicated subject. Like, I can't, like they say, in all honesty, if you put another ground rod somewhere on your property or for your radio, I think it's supposed to be bonded to the other one. That way it equalizes something or another, and it doesn't cause an imbalance. That way the lightning's more attracted to one side or the other or something. Somewhere along those lines.
Hog house, and it's grounded on all four corners, and I've got a commercial grade metal roof on top of the house. I haven't had any problems so far.
Rods individual, they're not bonded together somehow or anything?
Sure, they grounded it, but the guy that did the work, he said the house is grounded on all four corners. He said he's found that to be the best thing to do for any house.
Shoot, I ordered a grounding rod off of Amazon, and I haven't done anything with it yet because I really don't feel like driving in the ground, but like you said, I wouldn't mind grounding out my radio equipment. But I think I need to figure out what gauge cable, copper cable, to run to the other ground.
Right there is something I can't help you with. I'd probably go get me a big old hunk of copper wire and run it if I was going to do it. But something just tells me not to do it.
gonna mess it up if I try to do it, but I know I need to. I just that little bit of doubt in my mind of whether I'm gonna do it right and cause an issue.
Look, I'd probably do it first storm come through, come fry everything.
Well, I feel about it too. Yeah, but that would definitely be my luck.
Old song says, if I didn't have bad luck, I wouldn't have no luck at all.
I feel a lot of time.
Those creeks ought to be stirred up real good on your place.
I don't have any creeks on mine. I'm trying to think of who you're thinking of.
You're Andrew. I'm thinking Patrick.
Early in the morning, I completely understand.
Deal with over 300 and something customers and trying to keep them straight in your brain. You get fried after a while.
Can 4 TFW more.
Good morning, young man.
Good morning, guys. How's everybody doing?
On the interstate.
I hadn't heard you in a couple of days.
4 or 5 o'clock yesterday.
Well, I listened to the North Carolina DMR talk group. There's a gentleman on there. He checks in on it. I think he's 100. I don't know if he's 100 years old or 100 and something years old, but he checks in on that DMR net. And I think his name was Oscar or something like that. I couldn't believe that. I think it was Gastonia or Rutherford or something like that. I'm like, holy crap.
I still key the mic at 100.
Crazy. And here he is. He's on a digital net. I thought that was pretty cool.
He's worth $1 million in information that he's learned over the years.
Yeah. And then I wonder, I'm like, at 100 years old, did he set up, like, did he get the hot spot and set it up himself? Has he kept up that much, or did somebody set it up for him? You know, just kind of curious about that.
That call sign and that, and it'll tell you about him.
The next time, do that.
That chemical plant that caught on fire yesterday.
Under the paper this morning.
Have a shortage of that?
One of the, went by another name, but we owned it.
There.
Aces and lubricant. I mean, I watched the live feed from the helicopter, and you could see the, you know, as the plastic barrels and containers melted and stuff started running out, you could see it, you know, catching on fire. And it was like, you know, trying to put out a gigantic grease fire. They decided to, just let it burn itself out because there's a river really close by. I didn't want anything to wash into the river.
Something else now?
Some stuff from our plant, but I don't know the specific products that they made.
Tad, now you go to Bojangles and you can't get Cajun filet and steak biscuits sometimes. That's just bad news.
Hungry people in the mornings.
Saturday, I was going to get some of my employees some biscuits. I pulled up, had a little sign on the thing, said, due to shortage, no Cajun filet or steak biscuits. Oh my God, darn it.
It's going to get worse before it gets better.
We're still not out of the woods yet.
This is a picture of like, it was a Walmart in like the deli section or whatever, you know, where all the lunch meats and stuff are, and it was completely empty.
People still hoarding stuff. I mean, they say there's enough chicken and whatnot, but if you want to go buy some, you can't hardly find it. And I've seen the same thing where you go in and half the lunch meat's all gone.
Out in the Midwest, raising cane about the low price of beef right now, but yet it don't show it at the counter.
$1 for beef right now, hamburger meat and everything.
The other day at Lidl, they had 10-ounce sirloins on sale for $3.50.
Raising my own.
in the backyard.
What you gotta do?
I'm pulling out in the parking lot, so I'm gonna go ahead and say 7-3. I hope y'all have a great day and be safe while you're out there on the road. And I hope we'll holler at you tomorrow morning. This is KO4CEF, and I'll be clear when you're fine.
7-3.
7-3, Andrew. Have a good day, and I'll catch you in the morning. KN4TS.
Playing this morning, Ken.
Yeah, it should be a quiet day. I don't have anything special going on. We don't have any any projects really going on right now.
It's an easy day for you.
One thing I got planned is a haircut at 5:30 this afternoon.
Well, but I think I'll wait a little bit longer so I can get my money's worth.
Shadow on the ground when I got my hard hat on, it kind of looks like Bozo.
When they be Friday, I tell you what, when all this other mess started, I let my hair grow out, I let my beard grow out, and I said, I ain't going to the barber shop because, boy, you got to get it done, it's just ridiculous.
They sure are pushing this, so-called vaccine, it's nothing more than a flu shot, but they sure are pushing it hard for some reason.
Man, that's a retired game warden. He got a friend, and he sent him a message last night on Facebook saying a friend of his took the second shot, now he's in ICU, but bleeding on the brain from it.
Get on the news.
Take his chances. I'm not
going to
get it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, with me, and now all you see on the news, they just try to dig up every single shooting that they can find to try to make you believe that there's a gun problem.
Time the Democrats get into a mess, and they're getting their hands caught being dirty. You notice that the shooting start again. As long as Democrats are left alone, it's funny. There's no shootings.
You do, the states with the strictest gun laws are the ones that are the worst.
Here's how things are going to go in August. People being allowed to open carry here.
That's probably, you know, it's a good thing for like me and you, because, you know, if it shows for just a little bit or imprints for a little bit, it ain't a big catastrophe then.
Myself, I don't want the bad guy to know I got one.
Well, the first time the bad guy knows he's got one is when he hears the sound of it. Don't worry about it, you know, having a bump on the back of your shirt or something, now I can carry a bigger pistol.
How the sales of Western rigs are going to go now?
It's the radical people that do that, because, you know, it just, you're just asking for something when you carry it like that.
Turn around and keep a low profile, always ready.
You just kind of stay the same, you know, and like in Kentucky, you can open carry without a permit where the daughter lives, and I don't know that I've seen anybody open carrying.
I can remember years and years ago I was a kid, but I can remember being told by a cousin that out in Wyoming they can open carry with no problem.
There's some restaurants out there where all the waitresses wear one, you know what I mean, wear a Western style one all the time.
Miller, is it cosmetic?
No, it's for real.
Restaurant.
Yeah, I heard that. I wonder how many times they get robbed.
Get robbed, they probably get maybe somebody dumb enough to try it.
You're probably right. KN4GFW.
One restaurant. If you go out to Cheyenne, Wyoming, you've got to go to it. It's called Little Bears. It's between Cheyenne and Laramie, or actually Fort Laramie. And it's out in the middle of a cow pasture, basically. And you talking about some good food now. That place, I drive all the way out there just to eat again.
That part of the country, I haven't been there. I want to see Wyoming and Montana. Although, man, I didn't think Montana got that hot, but they're calling for like 105 today.
Terry, I'm going to tell you from experience. You'll sweat during the day and you'll freeze at night. We got out there and 4th of July night, we were all wearing coats and it was snowing.
Can't really wear shorts and a t-shirt all the time, right?
I would try it at night.
And across the road.
Boy, you have a good one. Don't work too hard. Be careful going in. And hopefully catch you in the morning. So 732 UKM4. And AP will be clear on your phone.
You have a good day. Tell Miss Carol we said hey. And we'll catch up with you hopefully in the morning, unless you're running really early. KN4 TFW, I'll be clear. Truck looked like one of those trucks where they lower the rear end and it looks like it's squatting all the time. That's what the truck looked like going down the highway. That can't be safe.
He's got it overweighted. It ain't safe to be around it. Did you take off work yesterday early and go see your vice president? President.
We joked about it that be able to see the plane as it came in, because we were probably remotely close to the flight path. But yeah, I don't care nothing about that. Or man, that lady's such a joke, it ain't even funny.
Steve was joking about it yesterday. Also, KN4 VWA. We were giving each other a hard time about it.
The thing is just a big circus.
All our country's turned into is a big circus anymore.
I saw one the other day said, there aren't any Biden supporters, just Trump haters.
See that? I mean, you don't hear about him bragging about anything good he's done. But you sure hear him hating on Trump all the time.
Saying nothing about it, you know. He ain't done anything good, but he ain't done anything bad either, I guess is what they figure.
Done anything, would he know it?
You're probably not.
I'm gonna try to participate in field day this weekend.
Be decent. I'll probably get on and make some contacts. And that it just depends. Let's see. Susan's working in the morning, so it'll give me time, you know, in the morning. Usually I don't get on the radio too much if Susan's off. And that, so you know, unless I just got something special to do or something. But, yeah, I'll probably get on a little bit.
Didn't know if you were going to go out to one of the clubs and participate in their field day or not.
Ken, I have went out to the one, the Blue Ridge one, you know, went out there one time, and that was interesting. And that, but I probably won't go anywhere, so I'll probably do it from the house. But you'll enjoy it, because I guarantee you on 40 and probably 80, and that you won't be able to go three numbers and that without finding somebody. I learned, like, you know, there'd be somebody on, like, 7206, and then there'd be somebody else on 7207, and they'd be able to make contact with both of them. And, you know, weed one out and then pull in the other.
I'm going to get a tool truck, so I hate to say I hope I'm missing it, but I hope I've got other plans.
All through the night.
Saturday, or is it all weekend?
Weekend. Something like noon on Saturday to noon on Sunday or something like that. I know there's a night shift in there.
Pretty much have to catch the rest of the globe.
That exchanges. Some kind of your call sign and then a number and a letter that, you know, how many operators there are at your station right now, and the letters having to do with, are you, you know, in your house, out on your porch, auxiliary power, remote location, and that. And then I don't know if they do a signal report or not.
So, I'd like to get with somebody and observe or watch anyway.
Things out there of, you know, people contesting or doing it. But, yeah, you'll be able to listen really good. If you go to that, you know, I think it's an 8-day calendar. It's like WA something, 8-day calendar, and it lists all the contests, and it'll tell you all the rules for each.
I don't know which website you're talking about. I hadn't heard about this one.
I think it's 8-day contest calendar, or ham radio contest calendar or something, and it pops up with somebody's call sign, WA something, I don't even remember the number and the rest of the letters, but that's the one you want. When you click on it, it'll show you all the contests that are happening around the world and everything.
I'll have to look into that today. On my black hole, so I'll go ahead and say 73 so you can have a good day, and I'll keep an ear out for you this afternoon at 4-8-6, and I'll be clear there for
you. Patrick, I'll try to catch you tonight or in the morning. KN4 TFW, I'm clear.